Welcome back. If you joined our Unmasked last week, Josh brought up that while he was cleaning through my house, he saw some Christmas gifts that I've apparently, allegedly, forgot to give them at Christmas time.
Allegedly.
Yes. Now, our lovely Wendy sent us these.
Aww.
And Josh found them. So we will...
In December. And I only looked at mine because I wasn't sure what they were. And I was like, ooh. And my curiosity got the best of me. And I just so happened to open mine.
Oh, my God.
Are we so cute? We're little Legos.
Oh, my God. It's so cute.
Don't forget to hold it up to the camera.
I don't know if I'd be able to do it.
And it has your name on the back.
Yeah. Can you see it?
Yeah, pretty much, I think.
I got little Annie with mine.
Oh my gosh, that's cute. Oh my God, it's adorable.
I need to get a Lego set. I can get the Golden Girls Lego set and I can be in the Golden Girls.
Oh, you could. Oh my God. Oh my gosh, that is so cute.
This is what dreams are made of.
Now that we actually have them, thank you.
Happy Christmas. Yeah, I'm so glad
Christmas.
About every week I think about it and I'm like, no, don't be, you know, I didn't want to be like, to feel like greedy where I'm not like, I can live without it. Cause I was like, he might have it saved for like, oh, I've got, a special thing saved for a live or something. And about every week I'm like, I want my Lego. I want to play with it.
I want to play with myself.
Now I got to go get a G.I. Joe and I can really play with my Lego. Yeah.
So I have a pet peeve share with you both. And I feel like I've talked about this before, and that's fine because I'm still pissed about it. I'm really getting annoyed with Amazon. First of all, as an aside, had no impact on me, but did you guys see where they're canceling people's Amazon's account? What? Their Amazon account and their Prime membership. If you've returned too many things... They're like cutting you off.
On what?
The, yeah. They're like,
ain't messing with these tariffs.
Mm-mm. Wow.
Okay. Yeah. So they're just canceling people's Prime memberships.
I've never returned anything on. I maybe order twice a year.
Yeah.
I've only ever sent anything back a couple times.
And they continually make it more inconvenient. I sent back a shirt because it was way too short. It was supposed to be a tall size, and I don't know where the hell they're getting their tall sizes from. So I had to return it, and I had to bring it to a UPS store, and there's none around here. Yeah, so I went to Lowe's, and there's one not far from the Lowe's in Warsaw, so I went there and I returned it.
We can use the Office Depot in Muncie.
Oh, that's nice. We don't have one of those. That must be nice.
I think it's the Office Depot. Is that the one that's in Northwest Plaza?
Staples.
No, Office.
It is Staples.
Yeah. But anyway, Office Depot, I think, went out. But anyway, so I go into that UPS store, and I'm guessing that the lady behind the counter was treating me like crap because I drove a Cybertruck.
Well, probably.
Which is, it's all your own business. But I didn't buy it for a political reason at all. But anyway... So I didn't tape it. I didn't tape the box. I didn't know what my boxing tape was, first of all, and I was in a hurry. And I thought, they won't mind taping this box.
And they got plenty of tape there.
Yeah.
They do this for a living.
I was like, hey, I just need to drop this off. And she looked at it, and she looked at me, and she's like, you have to tape it closed. And I was like, well, I don't have tape. And then I looked down at her big old gun of tape, and I was like, do you have any tape? Like, if you're going to be a dick to me, I'm going to be a dick to you.
Right.
Don't come at me like that.
No, I return whatever energy you give me.
She goes, well, if I have to tape it for you, I have to charge you $2. And I was like, I'll wait here until you tape that.
Right.
Like, I'm just going to stand here. Until you tape, I'm not paying $2.
$2
for
that is
a couple inches of tape.
I took stuff back to Staples. I have before without any in any box or anything.
I've done that to UPS and Marion.
Yeah.
You just take it, and it's an Amazon return, and they'll box it for you normally. That's what I thought. No, she trying to charge me $2 for tape. And I was like, I'm going to shove that tape right up your asshole.
Girl, your little job is to put shit in a box.
No kidding. And there was, and the, like, it's not like they were busy and she was in a hurry or anything like that. Like, there was literally no one at this, UPS store. Mm-hmm. But she just pissed me off. I'm a real easygoing person. I was just like, good Lord.
Hey, I don't make assumptions about people's. Because she saw you pull up in your Tesla truck and just assumed you're a white, straight, Republican asshole, blah, blah, blah.
I bet he'll pay $2 for some tape. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't.
$2 in my pocket.
And, you know, there's just certain things in life that I just don't let bother me. But for some reason, that really pissed me off.
Well, it's just a small thing. Customer service.
Exactly.
Basically, it's be grateful you get anything. And if you complain, you're an asshole.
Right.
And they're going to videotape you. And, you know, they got pissed because they had to wait, you know, 45 minutes for the wrong damn order and none of the sauce I asked for.
Customer service is huge. We have had numerous people come into our office and say, I won't go to Marion or I won't go to Anderson.
They treat you like shit.
I will go to is here because you guys are always so nice.
You won't go. Why go someplace? You know, they're going to treat you like crap.
And then there are a few that you know, you kind of get to know because they're frequent flyers. They're in a lot. And they will specifically ask for you. I've got like 3 or 4 people that specifically ask for me.
Aw.
Can I talk to that girl with that bitch face?
I can't remember her name, but she's real mean looking, but she's real nice.
Sweet, but
I don't look like that there.
She's pretty on the inside.
She puts a
Have you guys ever heard someone say that?
Pretty on the inside.
Boy, you're just so pretty on the inside, honey.
We all look the same the inside.
Well, isn't that some serial killer Dahmer shit, Kim? We all look the same on the inside.
Don't be looking on me. If you can look inside it, honey, it's too wide open. You need to do them Kegels.
Meanwhile, Kim's like looking over at Josh. I like your skin.
Oh, that's some pretty
skin. You got some nice skin.
It is real soft.
It puts the lotion.
Have you guys ever heard someone say that and be genuine?
To me,
oh my gosh, you have nice skin. Every time I hear that,
while I'm
like,
nude with him, that's when it gets a little. Sometimes, like that's why I don't like men to hang around after we're finished because they can really just ruin the fun you just had with their mouth, and they'll be like sitting there like rubbing. And my skin is very soft. I mean, I'm a freckled, pale-skinned person. I have very, like, soft skin. And
Dove.
They'll be sitting there rubbing it and like, oh, your skin's so soft. I, you know, just could eat it up, you know.
And you, like, turn around.
Trying to be sweet, and I'm just like, oh.
You shouldn't use your mouth for that talking.
Well, no, because some of the guys, it's one or two things. Either they, when the big bang comes, they, like, get that post-nut clarity, and they are like, oh God,
my wife's gonna get mad.
I was just with a man. Oh God, I'm going to hell. And you know, they freak out inside, and I'm like, be off with your way. And or you get a guy who's like, oh, that was so much fun. And then they get chatty, and then they want to stay for an hour plus just chat because they're like, oh my God, like I just had this crazy experience. I never thought, and it was everything I wanted. And let's talk about all my hopes and dreams. And I'm like, honey, I don't give 2 rat's asses.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm ready for bed.
I don't even know your name. I've been calling you daddy. Just like, I have been holding in this gas. Like, you need to leave. I am hungry. I'm thirsty. Like, I got to piss. Like, get out of here. Get out. God. Talking about your hopes and dreams. Honey, I don't. You're 40. Get out of here. See, like, some of them, I'm like, I want to. I wouldn't because it'd be so mean. But I'd be like, have you heard of BetterHelp? The texting therapy app? I feel like you could really. And it makes
use
me,
my code.
It makes me feel a little sad because I'm like, these, you know, I know a lot of straight men that, like, especially if they're single, they go to work. A lot of men don't actually have physical contact with another person. And that can stretch on for years if they're single. Like, I can't imagine going years without physically touching another person. So then when I give them, you know, this warm, safe, soft spot to go to, they relax and they just start opening up. And if I'm in the mood, I'm like, you know, I see myself as a sexual anthropologist. Mm. I'm like, oh, this is fascinating. And I'm sitting there kind of like a therapist, like, go on. You say that stemmed from what? And
like, now, there should be a give and take system, Josh, after that. What you should do is allow them to talk to you about those things. But in the meantime, you get to use their credit card to make purchases.
I'm just over on Amazon. Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I brought this whole thing up because of my pet peeve with Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
Have you guys noticed that they are turning into Temu?
It's all the same shit. Yeah,
it is. I'm just so pissed off. Like, I'm just so pissed off. I was looking for something for outdoors. And I'm so embarrassed now that I just keep talking about this.
It's addicting.
It is. But I was looking for something and I kept coming across like all these random shit things that like these fake companies that aren't using English words for the name of their companies and all this stuff. And I'm just like, this is Temu. Like, this is all stuff from China. And there's no way to like filter for
good quality stuff. A good
quality brand. You have to like sift through a million.
Well, that's like crap with products. The Walmart app. You get on there and
It's all same thing.
Temu crap.
Yes.
I'm like, I don't want like cheap bullshit.
No, that's not why I'm using your service.
If I'm looking for something, I'll search it on Amazon. I'll search it on Walmart. I'll search it on Temu and then compare prices. And because it's the same.
I've been trying to do since the election a buy blackout to where I've only been buying like basic necessities and small things. Like since it's been warm, I bought some flowers, but that's something that brings me joy and gives me something to do. But I just, if I do buy something, like it's been like from a resale shop or even Facebook Marketplace I've looked at, if I needed something, just I'm trying to like be more eco-friendly with my purchases. Like if I don't need it, like if it's just something, oh, I want that. I'm like, no, don't. I don't want to put more money into this current economy than I have to.
Sure. Yeah, no, I get that. I for sure get that.
It's been nice. I've learned how to like seek dopamine from not like purchasing stuff.
Yeah, and
I'm like, when you get to that point, you're like, oh, wow, it really is an addiction.
And
you see like, not so much us, but there are people like literally addicted to buying stuff. And you're like, wow, it's
like retail therapy.
It's no different than a drug addiction. You feel like they have to go buy stuff. I'm like, oh, wow, this is
yarn.
Oh, yeah.
Josh, why don't you open up some of our packages?
Well, our first is up. We got a card from Cody and Andrew.
Oh, good.
Our longtime listeners. Friends. They're the ones who have Kim's
panties. My big old VBVDs hanging on their framed. Wall.
Your presence is requested to attend the wedding ceremony of Cody Davis and Andrew Moser.
Aww.
September 27th, 2005.
One day before Josh's birthday.
Oh, yes. Good date. Good date. See, I always say my birthday is a perfect date for weddings and birthdays because it's the perfect weather, you know, it ain't gonna rain.
Guys, I wonder if they're only getting married because one of them's pregnant.
Oh, maybe
Matt might maybe.
Well, if so, congratulations.
It's gonna hurt when it comes out.
You never know with some stretching. That's a little olive oil,
right?
That thing would just fall right out of Josh.
I am pert and pertinent.
Pertinent,
I am. It's been months. Aw, I ain't going to read all the details because that's all, you know, their address for everything.
What state?
It's in Wisconsin.
Oh, nice.
Hey, that's not too awful far.
That's not far.
We could do a weekend.
A couple charges. I've never been to Wisconsin.
I've never been to
Wisconsin. Oh, I have.
Beautiful lake.
You've gotten the tip.
Yeah, just the tip.
Just the tip. She's just done the tip, Josh.
Just the tip.
And they've got a...
and you pulled out, right? You just got the tip and pulled out. Yeah,
they've got a clue...
Oh, that's cute.
That's cute.
Says, look, a clue. The web of evidence is being spun and solving the case of Cody and Andrew's new future.
Oh, that is so, so cute. I love it.
Ah.
I love it. I want to look at that after we're done.
So cute. And their little pictures.
Oh, so sweet.
We'll have to talk about maybe going.
Here I was just talking about getting raw dogs, and now I'm all over. I'm like, oh, love is real.
When did you say it was? The
27th. One day before Josh's birthday. Cam, you should have that memorized.
That's how you get me to remember a date is put it by my birthday.
I bet they did that on purpose.
Right.
Well, no, that's just, it's the perfect time of year to.
That is on a Sunday.
For anything outside, September, October. You know, the chances of being rained out are very slim.
That's true.
The weather, it won't be too humid.
Are you going to open the package?
Yeah, let me take a sip.
While Josh is taking a sip, if you want to send us a postcard, if you want to send us $1 million, whatever you want to send us, just not something dead, smelly, or ugly, our P.O. Box is 690 Wabash, Indiana, 46992.
And we love it when people send things.
Yes. I did. I went and picked this big old box up the other day, and we have a bald, sassy gay man that works at our post office, and we're like frenemies. And he picked it up, and he was like, Josh? I was like, yes. And he looked at it, looked at me up and down, was like, Mystery Ink. I was like, yes, sir. He's like, there certainly is a lot of stickers around this.
Oh, I love it. Do you see she's put a bunch of Betty White on it? Oh,
yes, fun. Betty White stamps. I want to cut them out.
I know.
There's this sticker I love over here. It says, you can do hard things. And boy, don't I know it. This is from Amy.
Amy, okay. I'm
curious. And it's directly addressed to me. I don't think you guys
If there's anthrax in there, Josh, I'm going to get real pissed.
The big old penis. Oh, it is quite girthy. Josh, I've never seen one before in the wild. I believe that you are looking for one. Knew I had to get it for you. I sent it just as
if it was. If it's a crochet thong, I'm leaving.
No. Oh, my God.
If she bought that from Goodwill.
I think this is this the lobster from the Golden Girls. If it is, I might scream. I don't know.
Why would it be
the It one? Is. It's the penis-shaped lobster
are
thing mold from the Golden Girls.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
That's hilarious.
Amy, thank you so much. Oh my God.
That's $1.99 while she spit on that sucker. God.
People on eBay are selling these for because Golden Girls people are like, this is the most sought after Golden Girls because it's right on their wall in their kitchen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's shot from such a distance that people are like, is that a dick on the wall?
It does look like I can see that.
Oh my God. I'm going to put it right up when I get home and take a picture. I've got above my coffee station, I've got like 6 or 7 of these that I pick up, you know, if I see one at Goodwill that I don't have, I'll pick it up. But this is the
People pay a lot of money for those.
Like I've looked online
because I've googled them before because we were talking about them once. Yeah,
eBay is like people find them at Goodwill for $2 and then you know they'll put it on eBay and
a couple hundred.
Golden Girls, you know, fans really want this. So that Amy, thank you so much. I'm so grateful for you. Thank you.
Oh, that's cool.
I finally got the penis lobster. I'm so excited.
Here, Josh, I'll take a picture so we can put it on Patreon.
Makes me want to make a Jell-O mold.
Perfect.
So excited.
Here, Kim, I'm going to take a picture of you real quick.
Oh, I
don't it look like a dick, too? Oh,
that is really cute.
Oh, I can't see
it. I'm going to have to make some kind of dip in it.
I was taking a picture.
It's so funny. Oh, my God, Amy, thank you so much. I've had it in my back seat for days now since I went to the P.O. Box, and I'm like, I know it's addressed to me, but I'm going to wait till.
I didn't stop there today. After you had said that we had gotten a package, I thought, oh, he's just been there, so I don't need to stop.
Oh, that was a good picture.
Yeah, I think I went on Thursday.
I'm going to post that on Patreon right now. Josh, that was that picture. It was so fun. I love how he felt inside of it, and he's like, oh, my God, it is.
Well, when I'm like, there's only a couple things I've mentioned on here that I've been wanting for a long time.
That is so sweet.
And I know that box is too little for a giant bearded daddy.
Giant bearded daddy.
So unless it was like, you know how around Christmas time you can find like giant Snickers and Kit Kats and stuff. I'm waiting till one day I see a giant 10-pound iced honey bun.
Oh, okay. Pickle honey bun.
Never want a honey bun.
Well, one time I'll make us that honey bun strawberry shortcake because I'm real intrigued by that.
Oh, yeah. That
I even Googled it and I couldn't find any like, so I'm like, ooh, is this something new I came up with?
Well, it'll probably be that Paula Deen thing.
I know. Don't eat it. Just look at it. If you like having feet, put some ice cream on it. I love strawberry shortcake.
Oh, yeah, I do too. Have you ever gotten the strawberry shortcake stuff at Ivanhoe's?
Yes. It's the best.
It's huge, so don't buy it just for you. I no, can't eat it by myself.
Quitter. Grandma didn't raise us to be quitters. You choke it down.
I really want to go get those strawberries.
My favorite thing at Ivanhoe's, which those that don't live near us, it's a just a small ice cream place, but it's really good ice cream. Like we used to drive about an hour to go get it. It's close to an hour from here. And you know, going, especially in the summer, you're going to wait in line.
Oh, yeah.
Up to an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Like the line is outside. They're never not busy, but it is the best. But they have a strawberry lemonade where they take their lemonade and they like blend, like frappe blend with ice, like the pureed strawberries they put on the sundaes. And it is so good. It's like a strawberry lemonade slushy almost.
Oh, yum.
Mm, especially when it's like 100 degrees. So when it's real hot, I'm like, I don't want dairy. I don't like it's 100 degrees outside. I don't want dairy in my stomach.
Sounds really good.
I remember playing in recess after lunch. You know, you go drink that chocolate milk at lunch and okay, go play outside, kids.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
Great. No wonder we're all lactose intolerant. Well, I remember growing up, I would get stomach aches after lunch all the time. And our nurse would always send home like that pamphlet that's like, your kid may be lactose intolerant. But it was the 90s. So they were like, no, that ain't real. We drink milk here. Like a gallon a day. No wonder we're 6 foot. 3 and 6 foot 9, all them hormones and the milk in the 90s.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. And I've gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm posting on Patreon. I'm sorry for being quiet.
No, you're fine.
That's another beep I'm going to have to put in these things.
I'm still reeling over having the lobster. I'm so excited. I'm going to send it to my friend Brittany. She's going to be so jealous.
Josh's picture of you is really cool. I'll send it to you guys when I'm done posting this.
I'm so excited. This is going to look so pretty on my wall. I love them. And our dad had them growing up. Our dad, I hate that they redid it. I hated it growing up, but now I loved it. He had a very retro, like untouched kitchen, yellow stamped linoleum floors. Like I think the walls were even a yellow. And then he had just, you know, along the top, all these brass little metal pans. And I remember like about 10 years old, we're like, we need to redo this. And I kind of like went through and just got rid of them. Now I'm like,
oh. Right. You're like,
oh. I would have loved kitchen, to have had those.
My kitchen used to have big green and orange and yellow flowers on it.
Yeah. I just realized that I have more gifts for Josh, but I don't know. I think I did get you something, Kim, in that bag. Okay. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I know I was looking at something, but whether or not I actually walked out with it.
I got two things shaped like dicks today. I'm so excited.
And in the Unmasked episode we just recorded, I brought you guys some sweets, and then I have some stuff for us to try in the next one. What did you guys bring me?
Well, I didn't know we were doing gifts.
You guys got the gift.
This is what I brought you.
This is from Wendy.
Sit on it and spin, Kim.
My presence is the gift.
That's what I say.
I hope it comes with a receipt, because I won't return it, sucker.
They didn't give a receipt.
You love us. You know it.
You know it's no return policy. It's been 30, oh, I know. It's been 34 years. You know there ain't no returns on it.
Bertie asks me every once in a while, Emily's husband, do you take returns? Nope. Mm-mm, nope. You don't.
She does now. Returns. You sworn to it.
Sometimes I think about us as kids, and my thought after I think about it is thinking of you, and I'm like, that poor bastard. I was such an energetic child.
What are you doing, Jane? What are you doing?
Trying to play with my Hot Wheels. Leave me alone. Damn it.
You want to play with my Barbies? Easy Bake Oven?
Well, Josh,
can we have a tea party?
Yes. I never had a tea party with me. Now we do. We have adult tea parties with real tea party sets.
From England. I want to have another one, though.
Yeah, we need to do that. I want to
do a little special recording or something, and we can do a little tea party. But I think what we should do is, like, find a interesting, like, even if we go to the park, we just record in the park with that the tea set.
A botanical gardens right here in town.
There's a botanical gardens?
Yeah, the one I go walk my dog at right by the high
you're
school.
Talking about, yeah, I got
it's
you.
It's a botanical gardens. Yeah. They've got a wide, everything's in bloom right now. I've walked Betty.
Where?
I posted a video. When I just the other week on Patreon,
it's not far from the Honeywell home.
Yeah,
I know where the Honeywell home's at.
Where the high school is, it's right across the street. There's a greenhouse, and right behind that's this.
Oh, I thought isn't that all part of the Honeywell home?
Kind of. It's like it's like a yard.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it goes all the way back. So I mean, it's really pretty over there.
I love it because it used to be just the Honeywell's personal private garden. Right. So I'm like, this is what, you know, old money felt like back in the day.
Yeah.
Just a little oasis in the middle of town.
I wish I was old money.
I do too. Good God.
We need to do a little adventure, a little road adventure.
We do. I know. We got the energy battery powered. We need to go in the road.
We have mics that we can wear while we're
Yeah, somewhere I do have those. Somewhere. Yeah,
we need to figure out
all the options. Yeah,
we need to do. We need to figure that out, and we need to figure out
our live.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you said our lives. I was like, yeah,
we need to figure that sucker out too.
Yeah.
No, I got my life figured out. Dumb whore.
We'll be done pretty early today.
It's a simple life, but it's meaningful.
Right, right.
We can talk about it after we get done with this one and unmask, because we'll be done pretty early.
Did you guys notice that I'm wearing a fishing shirt?
Yeah, the reflective Columbia. UV.
Well, so there's a lot of things.
Are you taking up fishing too and didn't tell me? I'm going to kick your
ass. No, I ain't going fishing. Okay. I don't have the time for that. I don't have the patience.
Are you taking up fishing?
I'd love to buy a boat.
Well, you look like a fisher. You got your fishing hat and your fishing shirt on.
Well, when I was in Florida, I went to Columbia and like the brand, like the store, not the country. I didn't go country.
Clearly.
But it was in this outdoor mall. And I've never, like, in my memory, been able to fit in clothing that they've sold in malls.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm just walking around Columbia, and I thought, well, I wonder if they'd have, like, a jacket I could wear or something. And I go over to the jackets, and all I could find was, like, I think a 2X or something. And I'm like, I need a tall size, and I probably need another, like, a 3X tall. But I was like, you know, I'm just going to try this on, and it fit. And I was like, oh, I can wear 2X. books. Hey. And I was like, that's so exciting. And I was like, I'm going to buy this. Not that I needed it, but I'm like so excited. I wanted to just get it.
I love going into like
and it was sporting a, goods. It was like an outlet mall.
Athleisure wear places.
Well, I was like, what else do they have in here? Because I've never even been in the store. Everything. Like when you can't fit in the clothing, you're not going in the store. And I would never go to an outlet mall because of that. And I go over and I'm just looking. I'm like, oh my gosh, I love these shorts. I love these pants. Like, and what's crazy is the sizes, because I can fit in smaller sizes now, things get so cheap.
Oh, yeah.
When you don't have
to. With a lot less material.
Yeah, and you don't have to order online and they don't gouge it. So, I mean,
I didn't need
some of those stuff and I just bought it. I'm like, oh, I need this. I'm all
amazing. That's how half of the clothes I have.
I have so much clothes now just because I got so excited. And then I was like, well, you know, if I could wear clothes in the outlet for Columbia, I wonder if I can go into like Nike and if they have something. And so I have a bunch of Nike shorts and Nike pants.
Now you're experiencing what it's like to shop like from as a gay and a woman's perspective, where it's like, I don't need this, but it makes me happy and it looks good on me. You know, it really does like make your day better when you feel good about how you look.
Well, and like this, I didn't know that this was fishing gear, Columbia PFG. I didn't know that was fishing thing until I saw a butchy straight man be like, oh, you go fishing? And I'm like, it was up today because I wore this at the farmer's market. He's like,
oh, yeah.
You going to finish fishing later?
I've got a lot of them.
No. But I like it because, like, I don't know what it is about thinner people clothing. Like, 2X isn't thin people, but when you were coming from, like, a 5X, it's thin.
It's thinner breathable people. And
it's nice. And the material's nice. Mm-hmm. It feels good on your skin. When you are fat,
thick.
They give you this thick ass cotton and then you just all sweating and miserable. You don't want to go nowhere. You don't want to see nobody.
You know what I hate?
You. I hate you. That's what I hate, Kim.
That's what
I don't want to see nothing. I don't want to hear. I don't want to smell nothing.
I took a couple of your shirts from Post. They're heavy, aren't they? They're very thick. Like,
yeah.
Like just to put it on, I'm like, this is
10 pounds like a weighted blanket. And it makes you even more miserable. Mm-hmm. Like if the shirt's not breathing, you're not breathing.
My biggest pet peeve about larger size clothing is they think fat people have long ass arms. If I get something that's long sleeve,
they make it big and tall.
If I don't roll it up, it's this much too long on my arms. See, and I'm like,
that's my pet peeve because I wear a medium large. Medium's my size, but I like a size up, but. I'll get a medium sweatshirt, but the sleeves only come to.
I was going to say, Josh, we have the opposite problem. You have
the opposite problem.
I have to have a tall size because if not, the sleeves are going to be way too short. Yeah. And then it's going to be a belly shirt.
I like a long sleeve. Like I'm going to pull my sleeve up over my hands. That's what, gal.
Like this fits.
Yeah.
I would prefer it to be a little longer just because I like to be able to like tuck it. I don't like it
past that bone on my, I'm like too short.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's really nice too because like, although it was warm today, it keeps me cool, but I also don't get sunburn. And I hate wearing sunblock.
It's better than sunblock.
Yeah. Well, and I hate wearing sunblock because it makes my skin itchy and it smells all day and it's just sticky feeling. I wear one when I go fishing
because, you know, I hate sunblock. You know, your hands smell like it. It gets on your bait and you have to keep reapplying it. Yeah. And while I would prefer to just sit there in like booty shorts and a string tank top just to be comfortable, I wear shirts like that. If not, your arms get so sunburned holding that pole.
Well, I forgot to wear a shirt like this or sunscreen when I've been working in the yard. And one day when I came back from doing the trees out back, I realized that
you get weird tans too because you'll wear something like I've had legs that look like Neapolitan ice cream because I'd wear different length socks on different days of working in the yard.
I always wear
you end up with three levels of sunburn.
I always wear my Apple Watch, and you can't see it right now because our neon. But
you got a good tan going on.
But this happened because of the damn trees the other day. Because I was wearing my watch. I went to take my watch off, and that's how I realized that I had gotten a sunburn. I don't
think I've ever seen you so tan.
Well, Josh, I've been working the field.
Farmer Shane.
I'm a manly man. Whatever. And I know how. Hey, Josh, I used an axe. I'm an axe-wielding man. Mm-hmm. I'm a man.
Axe murderer.
You know how I'm a man, Josh? Because I went to Lowe's many times. I went to Lowe's and I purchased wood glue.
Oh, yeah.
It took me 10 hours to find the damn wood glue because it's not by the glue and it's not by the wood.
It's usually on like an end cap aisle. Like
who are these damn men who are putting this shit places?
They want you to walk around.
I just get pissed. I almost gave up and bought it on Amazon. Finally, if it wasn't because I ran.
Damn duct tape.
Well, I ran across one of the workers as I was leaving because I was mad because I couldn't find the damn wood glue.
They usually keep some up by the register too, as like a last minute. Mm-hmm.
Well,
an impulse buy.
I think he could tell that I was mad because I couldn't find it. And he's like, hey, were you looking for something? And I was like, wood glue. It's not in the wood section. It's not in the glue section. What the hell is it?
I'm surprised lubrication? You had someone come up to ask it. Normally when I'm there, like the employees like run from you. They'll see you down an aisle and they're like, turn
That's
around.
That's how Best Buy is now. I'm like, what the hell? They used to hound the piss out of you and now you can't find them. We're shit. And I'm like, what the hell? And everything's locked up.
They're probably on hourly instead of commission like Must they used to be.
Yeah, maybe.
I get pissed.
Bring back commission.
Either that or they've just cut so many employees that they just don't
I think
do
that
anymore.
Wood glue was the aisle. I don't even remember. It was on a random ass aisle and it didn't make sense to me at all because it would make sense if I'm going to look for wood glue in the glue area.
I love wood glue.
It might have even been like, I don't know. It wasn't even in the painting section. I don't know where the hell it was. But I looked everywhere for it. Couldn't find it.
We used to make stuff out of reclaimed pallets. And when we started, you know, we were just using screws and nails. And then
I have two pallets if you want them. They're big.
No, thank you. We don't do that anymore. It's a lot of work to take them apart and sand everything just to make
Well, they're real nice pallets. They came from Lowe's.
Somebody told me they needed a pallet. Who was it?
It wasn't me.
Your daughter.
You can have it if you know who it was.
I got to figure out who it was first.
Okay.
But it might have been my mom.
Put it in the bag.
Who was just randomly your mom?
It might have been
probably
my mom.
Trying to buy a bunch of more shit for a yard.
Well, I have no place to put it in my pallets. Car. I need to clean my car out.
Well,
so
they're big pallets. They're not normal sized pallets.
Thick.
They're thickened.
Yeah. So that, I won't have a way to get it back home anyway.
Another thing that happened at Lowe's. The thing about Lowe's, and you know, I'm a straight man who was raised by women and a gay brother. So I feel like I'm allowed to say some of these things that I'm about to say. Because I say this all the time. There were no women involved in that decision.
I'm ashamed to ask, you know, stupid questions there. I'm like, you guys know more than me.
Well, I just feel like there are times in my life where I'm like, how did they come to that conclusion? There were no women involved in this, were there? Like, that's just, it happens all the time.
Gays.
Yeah. So I'm at Lowe's because I bought trees and it was one of like the 30th time I was there. Well, I purchased, I was trying to find where the tree spikes are, like where you get the string.
Which, like I sent you.
Yeah.
To anchor the tree.
Yeah. So they're not by the trees.
Gardening section, probably near the like weed eater strings. Mm-hmm. And
that's what I would think.
I couldn't find them. No, they're not there. Not there at all. They had them. So it wasn't where anything should be. I can't even remember where it was at. But I've looked everywhere where it made sense to me. And I found an employee, tracked one down. And I was like, hey, sir, I can't find this tree kit stuff. Can you tell me where it's at? Well, sometimes straight men, I just want to, as our grandma would say, I want to be in a room with them with a wet wash rag. And just beat the piss out of him. He gets on his little phone.
Oh, Jesus.
And he's like, well, the kit will cost you $14. I don't know how much it was.
Can you tell me where?
And he goes, but what you can do is you can go. And I'm like, my eyes are rolling at this point. I'm just like, look, it's 8 o'clock.
You're about to go get this string and some.
That's what he said. He's like, just go buy you some string and I'll 28. I'm making this up.
Right.
Aisle 28. And then you go over to this section and you buy some of this metal poles that people use for blah, 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 blah. And then you need, but make sure you just don't put them in the ground plain. You need to paint them, spray paint them black or white because they'll rust real quick and you don't want that.
Jesus.
And I was like,
I don't want a project, thank you. Sir. I just want the damn kit.
He's like, and if you buy that, it's going to be like $950. I don't remember how much he said. And I was like, how much is the kit? Like, I'm thinking the kit's like $50.
Right.
He's like, it's $13. I'm like, I'm buying the kit. Where is it?
Lord.
Again, another.
We got a beep button, Kim. I'm trying to keep you at work. You better work that sucker.
That's why I sent you the picture of the kit already, because I was like, of course you could go get the string and the dowel rods, but then if you get string that's too thin, it'll like cut off the circulation of the tree and, you know, can grow into it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, here's the kit. It's got the little covers for the strings. So right. It'll grow into it. I'm like, easy peasy.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just annoying to piss like, out of me.
Go buy the string, the metal things, and the spray paint. And plus, that's going to take you, what, an hour to paint it, dry it, and everything? Like, no.
I don't want to spray paint shit.
Sir, can you just tell me where I'm? Like, I asked you a question.
You're beating around the bush.
Like, good God.
Yeah. Another thing that, again, I found myself saying there were no women involved in this. So I know I've talked about this before, but randomly, NDOT, which is Indiana's
Department of Transportation.
Yes. So they showed up, I don't know, a couple months ago randomly downtown in Wabash and just started tearing up the corner sidewalk for the third effing time.
Without notice.
No one told no one, said he didn't know no one knew anything, and blocked a lot of people's businesses that had to close for like 2 weeks. And they started it on
ridiculous.
Oh, they started it the day before First Friday. It was a whole thing.
I remember.
Yeah. But all that happened, and I know I probably have talked about that. One of the things that they did outside of the Copper Tooth, which is a bar downtown, they put a step that you now have to step up to get into the business. There had never been in the history of the downtown
a step accessible there.
Yeah.
Not only that, but people aren't going to, everybody's going to trip over it because they're not going to think anything about it.
And it's the same effing color as the rest of the sidewalk. Oh, so you can't see it. The first time.
How many people have fallen so
far? Oh, I'm going to get there. Mm-hmm. The first time they put it there, when I went to go in, I thought, that's weird. I don't remember there being a step here. But I saw it going in.
I can't believe that I was looking down. Redo a city without the city's knowledge or approval.
Or put in a step when there was no effing step there.
We're just going to redesign.
Let me put a step there. Yeah. So when I came out, I tripped and I almost fell, but thankfully I caught myself. But the issue is that it's a busy road right there. Like if you trip, you're going to end up in the street. So needless to say, I was like, well, maybe I'm just an outlier or whatever. No. This man fell and got really bad hurt, right? Well, the owner of the building, who I've become friends with, he contacts NDOT. He's like, guys, what the hell? Can I paint the step? Something like people can't see it. They're tripping, they're falling, they're hurting themselves. And there's this huge runaround. So for like 2 months, the owner of the building has been trying to get NDOT to allow him to paint it or something.
I would have f***ing done it. I would have done it anyway.
Kim, you watch your damn mouth.
I know. I'm going to have to beat that one, too.
I am a lady.
I would have done it and not said anything to him.
I told him to do that.
Forgiveness, not permission.
Yeah, that.
I said, I'm the director of downtown. I run First Friday events, and I'm telling you that it's dangerous, and I don't want people to get hurt.
Yep.
If they give you a hard time, tell them I told you to do it.
Yep.
But I was like, if I were you, I would do it. They probably won't even notice that you ever did it.
Make it official, like a bright yellow.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I told them to use a reflective tape on the edge.
Yeah.
Who are people going to sue? The people all that of them. It's right
they'll
in front
sue
of.
All.
Their,
yeah, right they'll sue them. They'll sue the city. They'll sue NDOT. Mm. So...
That's stupid.
Meanwhile, he's trying not to like have bad relationship with NDOT. I get that from his perspective, but I'm just like, I'd even do it. Like, I'm a big, I'll ask for forgiveness and not permission if it seemed like it should be right.
We can go down and do some vigilante vandalism.
Right? Because we hold that thing. So,
I ain't above
so First Friday comes. Last First Friday. It was May's First Friday. This lady goes to turn that corner because the door on that corner is at an angle.
And it's right off of a steep hill.
Yeah. So she goes to turn that corner, falls, trips over that step, and one of her bottom teeth pops out of her lower. Yeah.
She curb stomped herself.
Oh. Yeah. So as you can imagine, I'm pissed. She's upset. Owner of the building's pissed. Business owner's pissed. Like everyone's pissed. And NDOT still sitting on their effing hands, right? So everyone's throwing a fit. I'm throwing a fit. Building owners throwing a fit. Business owners throwing a fit. City's throwing a fit. No one hears from NDOT about what they're going to do, what they'll allow, all this stuff, right? I show up to downtown on Tuesday. NDOT, so the way NDOT works, in case you don't know, I don't think they have their own workers. They just contract the work out. And so these contractors come in from out several hours away. The ones who originally were down there were from southern part of Indianapolis. Never been here before. They don't know anything that's going on. They don't know anyone.
Right.
And what I learned the last time is that the contractors are assuming that NDOT has communicated every piece of what they're doing.
They're just
showing
up for
work. Yeah, they got a job. They're going to do it.
Yeah.
Well, I show up downtown. No one knows that they're there. Building owner has no idea. Business owner, nothing. They're cutting out the step in the entire area on that corner. So the building owner cannot open the building. There is no entrance to this business now.
Because it's an old building. That's not like there's multiple.
Yeah, right. So now there's no entrance to this building. They can't open the copper tooth. They still can't this weekend because it's not finished. And it blows my mind that no one between NDOT and those contractors would be like, you know what we should do? We need to make sure that the building owner for this small business knows that we're going to be here during these dates and that you won't be able to access the front of your building.
Or at least, I don't know, the city.
Yeah. It's, tell somebody. Someone will communicate it. Like, it blows my mind.
Does the state even know?
But this, like, when they first did it the last time, when I was talking to all of these men about this, that realization, just like this week, there were no women involved in this thought. Okay. Like, they just thought, oh, we're just going to get it done. It'll be closed for a week. That's another. For a small business being closed on a week and a weekend, that's a big deal.
I would sue them.
That's what I told the owner. I was like, well, I would sue them.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean,
I'm not like
no man
to be sue happy either. But that's right. Like, no, you've cost me weeks and weekends of business. I'm a bar. That's my lifeblood.
Yeah. Well, in all honesty, I'm surprised they didn't try to do it like on the first Friday.
Right.
Like, that's just up to par with what they've been doing. It just blows my mind. And like I said, that's how you know no women were involved, because some woman would have been like, you know, that small business may hurt a lot if we close them.
Actual human beings are, and their livelihood are involved in our decisions. Ridiculous. So maybe think about that.
Where is that crazy bar? Where is that?
Right where the cake shop
corner
used to be.
Where the cake shop. Yeah. Okay. That's what I seen that had been tore up there on my way
I've seen the ceiling of it. They have like the clouds ceiling with lights and stuff in it.
Oh, so there's a bar in there now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a higher class bar. They have comedians come in. They
I've
have
seen like a couple live of music performers singing up there. One guy was real cute. Yeah. I almost grabbed my purse and went up there. Got me what's that called? The mule, the little copper. I feel like since it's called Copper Tooth, I have to get a drink that's in a copper cup.
Oh, so yeah.
Moscow mule. I think it's just gin and mint and something.
Well, now that we're done with that tangent, Josh, do you have a mystery tonight?
Oh, is that what we're here for?
Yeah.
We do mysteries?
Yeah, we do mysteries.
Oh, my gosh.
Are we 48 minutes into it?
I can see the reviews for this one. Oh, little dude's talking there. Shut the hell up.
Is there a mystery involved here, or is it just ink?
Listen, we do like weekly recordings, but we've gone like months before we've seen each other, and then it was just me and Kim.
Yeah,
and then,
we're real chatty.
Yeah. And last week we did three, and usually we do two, so when we do three, by the third one, it's usually not as chatty.
I was cracking up laughing when I saw the video, because I could tell I was so
you
tired.
You were yawning. Yeah. There's one point you fell asleep.
Yeah. Well, and even when I watched the video, did you cut out me falling asleep?
I might have.
I don't remember seeing it. But when I was watching it, Josh was going through his mystery, and I just remember, like, my eyes are glazed over.
I thought you passed out. I was like, he's malnourished.
No.
Get a piece of cheese.
Just shove a piece of cheese in his mouth. But I was waking up at 6 all week, and then I had to be at the farmer's market that morning. Right. And then I get here, and we're like, we're going to record 6 hours of episodes. By the last hour, I'm like, Yeah, that's all interesting.
Danny boy, the pipes, the pipes. Well, I came up with my mystery this week after thinking about some of the spooky things that have happened to me, which sadly haven't been enough. Mm. We've, you know, we've had some hits and misses here or there.
Yeah.
I think the French Lick, that's the one that,
oh, yeah, when we were
to
young.
Me, where I was, when we went up to that top floor and knocked on that, like that in the basement where mm-hmm. the kids thing, like, to me, that was probably the creepiest I've ever felt at a place where yeah. I like genuinely believed that there were paranormal forces.
Mm-hmm.
But I wondered what other spooky things have happened to different people, and there's no better place to find them than on Reddit.
Mm.
So I found some ooky spooky stories to share.
Oh, fun.
The first one comes from Reddit user Kenny Ron, and I wrote it with a little extra seasoning. You could tell it was a young man. So I just, the story is the same, but I added some that he used like current language, like yeet and whatnot. And I just refuse to.
Yeet.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't even know. I just, I know.
I don't even, I wouldn't even know. Like, how is it used?
And like yeet, like. Oh, I got so drunk, I like threw the bottle of Hennessy across. I yeeted, like to yeet, like to throw, cast aside.
If I heard someone say that, I would think that they said eat, and I'd be real confused. Yeah, like, I eat.
Well, because we're Southern. It is for Southerns. Ja eat is what we, you know, hey, how y'all doing? Ja eat?
Ja eat?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Hey, y'all ja eat? And so that's why I see it. But no, they're like, you know, like, for an example, oh, that shawty was up in my grill so bad that I had to yeet her to the curb. Find me another honey.
I would think he was saying he was going to eat her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody so, come get her.
So I added before some I eat her. Artistic liberties on the writing.
Okay.
I made it better. Basically, yeet. Oh, God.
No, really? I'm going to think about that.
Hey, day. Y'all, you eat? I always believed my childhood home was haunted, as my mom, dad, sister, and aunt have all had experiences there. My grandfather worked his ass off to build the house and get everything set up, and we were inclined to believe he kept watch over us regularly after his tragically early passing. I'm going to try to read these in a creepy ghost story type calm. None of his grandchildren had the opportunity to meet him, yet my mom often recounts a peculiar moment from my toddler years. She said that I once saw him sitting in an old wooden chair in the living room, sat it across from her on the couch. She said that I pointed and said, "Who is that man there?" Which she said, "What man?" She didn't see him. I confidently approached him, pretending to pat his leg, and told him that, "It's okay, I see you." I believe I even identified him in a photograph as the person I seen. And while there were several other minor incidents we could easily explain away, one experience during my middle school years stands out as a particularly haunting one, and I'm eager to share it. One night, I found myself repeatedly hearing unsettling creaks, cracks, and knocks near my bedroom door and in the hallway just outside. The layout of my room meant that I could see directly into the hallway, and to stay warm, I had to keep my door open so the vent could circulate heat. These noises would sometimes occur intermittently during the night, and although the frequency was hard to pinpoint, they always felt intentional, almost intelligent. It was as if whatever was causing the sounds had a sense of whether I was paying attention. When I focused on listening or tried to pinpoint the source, the noises would usually fade away. And if I chose to ignore them entirely, they often ceased after a bit. What are you looking for? All I see is a little arm out of the corner of my eye. There.
A little arm.
She's fanning apart. And if I chose to ignore them, they would cease entirely, and I could eventually drift off to sleep. On this particular night, however, the room felt remarkably different. There was an undeniable tension in the air. The unsettling noises persisted all night for several hours, echoing through the stillness while everyone else slept soundly in the house around me. I was unable to get any rest, and every time I tried to drift off, the noises intensified. So to try to make myself fall asleep, I looked for a book and specifically reached for the Bible and searched for the most tedious passage I could find. I ended up lying on my side with my head propped in my hand and was just about to slip into sleep when the noise pulled me back to alertness. Frustrated by the description, I decided to go to my mom's room, hoping she would let me sleep there. It was at this point with the noises that I transitioned from feeling like, there has to be an explanation to this, to thinking, screw this, I'm getting the hell out of here. I closed the book and placed it on my nightstand and got up to walk towards the door. Suddenly,
I yeeted
that Bible at that critter. Suddenly, a creaking sound caught my attention from behind. Growing up, we had spilt a lot of things on our mattresses, so we usually kept the plastic wrapping on our new ones when we would buy them. And normally a light crinkling followed when I got off the bed, but this time the noise was much louder and kept going. As I reached for the door, the crinkling continued, and getting the better of my curiosity, I turned back and saw the material on the side of the mattress shifting, and an impression was moving from the foot of the bed towards the headboard, almost as if someone were brushing against it. Well, I got the hell out of there, ran down the hallway, and as I was running, trying to tread softly as to not wake anyone, I heard footsteps trailing behind me.
Ooh, that's...
My biggest fear as a kid, you know, like even as an adult now, if you turn the light off and you got to run up the dark stairs, you still do it quick because you're like, oh, I don't want to hear nothing behind me. I get to my mom's room and she says I can sleep there, but told me I needed my own pillow. So I had to go back to my room. And as I turned down the hallway again, the footsteps returned, this time right behind me. I deliberately started walking a few steps and would stop. And each time I stopped, the footsteps would continue for a couple more paces until they were directly behind me.
Mm-hmm. I'd be peeing down my leg.
Oh, mm-hmm. My God. I'd be running. I'd be under the covers. I wouldn't have had the courage to get out of the bed. No. Like, I'd still be under the covers singing.
Amazing Grace.
Right. When the footsteps stopped directly behind me, panic surged through me. It was at that point that I didn't care about waking anybody up in the house. And I bolted to my room, grabbed my pillow, and ran back to my mom's room and slammed the door shut. I drifted off about half an hour later and the next day tried to brush it off. I never really spoke about this with my mom or any of my siblings, as I didn't want them to think that I was imagining it or just being like, you know, oh, you're the youngest sibling. You're still a kid, you know. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're just, you poor guy. But what was weird was that night, coincidentally, was the night of my grandma's birthday. Mm-hmm. So the night it happened, like from midnight onward, was his grandma's birthday, and his grandpa always took pride in going above and beyond for his grandma's birthday. So now that, you know, he's thought about it and he's an adult, he likes to think of it as, I bet it was my grandpa, you know, putting stuff up, hanging stuff, getting the party set up for grandma's birthday and making sure that they didn't forget to call grandma.
I still can't get over the fact that he said that they would keep the plastic on their mattress because they always spilt stuff on it.
Yeah,
by that I mean, I'm like, you're pissing. Which I've known a lot of people, even with baby mattresses, they'll keep the plastic on because they're like, it's just gonna get piss shit. And God knows what else.
I've never heard of it.
That's
why. Like, are you eating soup in it and you're spilling your soup? Like, what's going on?
That's why you put a mattress pad on it.
Like, you know, here, go to bed with juice or milk, and then, you know, they'll wake up. You know, kids are just wet all the time.
That's what they make mattress pads for, though.
Well,
to protect it.
I'd do both. I'd keep the plastic on and a mattress pad. Ain't no stains on this. Because, I mean, I remember my godson growing up, and you never know what the hell you're going to walk into in that kid's bedroom. I'll never forget the chocolate frosting surprise. I've never seen, I didn't know so much shit could come out of a child, and it was just smeared over everything. Every surface was touched. Every wall where he could reach was smeared.
Like a virgin.
Well, he learned that day that you don't do that, because he had one of those, like, leap pad, like, it was basically like an iPad, but leap one for kids.
Yeah.
And he had just smeared.
Oh, my God.
Like, into the buttons. Like, there was just, his dad just threw it away. He was like, I ain't even trying to, nope. And that was, you know, that was basically like throwing away kids' iPad.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, you did it, son. You, what'd you think was going to happen?
Shutting a shit on it.
Right. Some things just can't be cleaned.
No, that's nasty.
Yeah, I do have another, a longer, creepier story, but I'll save it for Unmasked because it's a nice, creepy, long story from a trucker, which I love. Because, you know, truckers
have good ones.
Well, yeah, they're driving the back roads, the wilderness, the wilds of our country.
There's sleeping with people like Kim.
Yeah. A little lot lizard.
Whatever.
I think I have some jokes, too. I've got a couple, so I'll save some for Unmasked.
Okay.
While I was on Reddit, I was like, ooh, what good dirty jokes are on Reddit? A lot. Two old ladies were sitting on a park bench when a man in a trench coat came up and flashed them. One old lady immediately had a stroke, but the other couldn't quite reach.
Oh, my God.
I love that. Wow, wow, wow. Let's see. Oh, yeah. A man walks into a doctor's office, sits down, and says, "Now, doctor, this may sound kind of strange, but I have 5 penises." The doctor, taken aback, asks him, "My God, how do you get your pants to fit?" To which the man replies, "Like a glove."
I've heard that one before.
I love it. I've got 2 more I'll save for Unmasked because they're funny. One's about a prostitute. Well, both about a prostitute. Hey, I'm funny. Yeah, there were a couple. Reddit does not hold back on the jokes. And I'm like, what are some adult jokes is what I looked up. And some of them, I'm like, Jesus Christ. You know it's bad when it's making me like, that's too far.
I deleted my Reddit. I never used it.
I love it. I don't do it very often. I probably the most social I use is Instagram, but just my like personal private one. And mainly just because 99% of it is hot men with big bulges, and the rest of it is like pretty landscapes and witchy gardens and people living in vans. Which some of the people living in vans are hot guys with big bulges. They do like
twofer.
They'll do like videos that's like, spend the day with me in my van, and they start like waking up and they pull the covers off and you're like, good God, I know you have an OnlyFans, and I'm gonna check your Twitter instead because it's free. Well, there's so many hot guys.
I deleted that one.
You join enough OnlyFans, and I'm like, I ain't paying, you know, $3.99 5, 6, 7, 8 times.
Mm-hmm. So Amy responded to the Patreon post, and she said, "Yay! I knew you'd like it, Josh." With a bunch of hearts,
I was ecstatic.
Wait till you see that picture. I feel like that picture is such a good picture. Oh, isn't it
looks photoshopped.
I know.
Like edited.
It does.
Oh, look, I've got an arm muscle.
Oh my gosh. That looks like you. Did you purposely do that?
No.
Oh my gosh. I'm just so strong.
That's just me.
That's just me.
Oh my goodness.
And I like the green from the mic and the cord. I mean, I feel like it's just in the background.
It's so nice.
It's such a good photo. Josh has a new Facebook photo.
Now I got to look. Yeah, I was talking.
Your picture was good too, Kim.
She sent me the SpongeBob. Finally!
That's hilarious. I like that. I like that a lot.
Oh my gosh, the one of Josh is cute.
I told you.
Thank you so much, Amy. I'm still just reeling over. I'm so tickled. Because I'm like, I'm never going to have one because I'm not the type where, even if it's something I desperately want, I'm not paying an inflated price on it. I'm like, no, I'd rather wait. And it, you know, it kind of makes it like a treasure hunt, especially when you like looking for something that you can only find at thrift shops.
Yeah.
You're like, when you know, you look every time you go, you're scouring, and then one day, if you're lucky, you'll find it. And
yeah.
It's like finding the X on the treasure map. You're like, yes, or someone will send it to you, and yes.
That's funny. I wonder how Amy, like, found it. I wonder if she came across it and thought, that looks like a penis. Oh, wait, it's that thing that Josh talked about a long time ago.
That's why I'm like, It makes me feel like flattered.
Yeah,
I'm like,
she just thought of
you. We've got people that listen to us so intently that they know, like, oh, this, he would love this.
And I didn't remember that at all.
Kind enough.
I try not to think
about that. If I would have run into that, I would have never have thought about what that was.
Kind enough to buy it, to ship it. Look at all them stamps.
And you know it costs more to ship it than that $2 shipping for it.
I really appreciate it, Amy.
Yeah, I just try to think of us as sitting here just chit-chatting. I try not to think about, you know, other people really listening to us. And because then you kind of get all about thinking about how many people are really listening to you.
Oh, not me. I'd love to do, like, a live recording event where we're, like, at, like, a theater. And we've got, like, that's where I want
to. I mean, I would like to do that, too.
To be big enough to where we could do, like, even a Q&A at Crime Con eventually. That would be fun.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Well, Elise, one of the people who put together Crime Con, she told me that I was like, hey, Elise, because she listens. She's a Patreon now.
Oh, hey, Elise.
Yeah. And so I was like, hey, when we come to Denver for Crime Con, would you want to be a guest? Like in the middle of, I thought like sometime throughout Crime Con, it would be cool to get her to join us and we can talk about like the things that we've been going through and like some background information.
Well, and you've been at Crime Con since the
very beginning. I've been every one of them. Yeah, yeah. So I've become good friends with her.
The UK Crime Con, one of the podcasts I listened to, Killers, Cults, and Queens. I was kind of listening to them a little bit this morning. They're going to be at the UK one because that's where they're based out of. But it just made me so excited. I was like, another drag queen at a Crime Con.
You could ask Wendy to get their signature or something if you want something.
I'm thinking about it.
I'm sure she should.
Well, I hate asking anybody for anything, but I might for her.
I mean, she'd love it. She'd love to do that. I'm sure they're giving away something.
From one queen to another.
I've listened. And that's how I do message them on Instagram. They're like good at responding and stuff. And I asked them if they're going to be in Colorado, but with our current political climate, I was like, I get it. I get it, girl. I get it. But yeah, I'm so excited.
Yeah, that is cool.
More queens. It's just, I like to see like the doors opening up for just, I like Crime Con, but I'm more of like paranormal crimes and like stuff like that than I am like murders. And I'm excited to see that it's opening up more to that side, which even like the first time I went, I felt a little out of place because I was like, I do history more, but then now that I've done it for years, I've done like history but true crime. So now I feel like I deserve to be there, but the first year in Vegas I'm like, I do history, I don't know birth and no babies.
I'd still like to do the true crime paranormal conference sometime. Yes. I think that would be fun.
I think even more than that, there's a it's somewhere on the East Coast, it's in a like Martha's Vineyard type area, but they do a whodunit type of venue.
Cool.
Cheryl goes.
That's
Yeah. It's really cool. Like it's put together really well.
I did not realize that I had pictures of Cheryl at Crime Con in Vegas until those popped up on my memories, you know, and I was looking up. I'm like, oh, it's Cheryl. She was one of the instructors at Crime Camp.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's awesome.
We need a con for like similar, like we do mysteries, but I feel like we're more of like a talk show type of podcast. We need a con for that too.
Right.
All kinds of cons.
All kinds of cons.
You know me, I love me a good con. I can fix them. Jesus. All righty. Well, you guys have anything else?
That's all from me. It.
Well, what did the leper say to the prostitute? Keep the tip.
Oh, my gosh.
Follow us on all social medias. And don't forget to check out itsmysteryinc.com to check out any of our episodes, our pictures, or any of our merchandise.
All right. Well, we'll catch you on Unmasked.
Bye. Bye.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.